This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Chinese Premier Li Keqiang gave a speech at an Asian Economic Forum today, claiming his country's overall economic performance is good. But as he was saying this, economic data was being released from China showing that exports from the world's second biggest economy had slipped 6.6% in March from a year ago. Imports were down more than 11%. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz is in Shanghai. Morning, Rob.
Good morning, David.
So both of these numbers out of China were far worse than the forecasters were predicting.
China's decline in exports can be explained by the fact that it's comparing this year's exports to last year's. And last year's exports numbers were acknowledged by most economists to be exaggerated. Chinese exporters were overstating the value of their shipments so that they could bring more U.S. dollars into China to make money on a reliably appreciating Chinese currency. But this year, the renminbi is depreciating, so the number is more accurate because they're not doing that kind of trickery anymore.
Which leaves us with the other sad little number here, the decline in imports to China.
Right. And that's a number that's more dependable. And I think the 11% decline surprised a lot of economists. It's the first month after the Chinese New Year, and that holiday tends to skew numbers a bit. So the fact that imports to China during March declined by this much is a sign that China is still in slowdown mode.
Will China hit this target it keeps talking about, 7.5% growth in GDP this year?
Premier Li was distancing himself a little from that number today, saying that if the economy grows around that rate, that would be fine too. In fact, most economists think it would be best to just do away with this GDP growth target because it just encourages more stimulus packages to sort of tweak the growth rate, which is the type of behavior that got China in this mess in the first place.
Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz from Shanghai. Thank you.
Thanks, David.